Many adults approach language learning with the memory of high school classrooms in mind. They recall long lists of vocabulary, complex grammar charts, and the repetitive stress of trying to conjugate verbs on demand. Despite years of this kind of study, many people find that they still struggle to follow a basic conversation or understand a simple podcast in their target language. This disconnect happens because there is a fundamental difference between studying the rules of a language and actually acquiring the ability to use it. When we ask why comprehensible input works, we are looking at the natural process by which the human brain truly internalizes a new way of speaking. The concept of comprehensible input was popularized by linguist Stephen Krashen. At its core, the idea is simple. We acquire language when we understand messages. It suggests that we do not learn a language by first memorizing its mechanics and then trying to apply them. Instead, we acquire the language subconsciously when we are exposed to content that we can mostly understand, even if we do not know every single word or grammar structure used in the sentence. To understand why this method is so effective for adults, it helps to distinguish between learning and acquisition. Learning is a conscious process. It involves the intentional study of rules, the memorization of definitions, and the intellectual understanding of how a language is put together. While this can be helpful for passing a test or writing a technical paper, it often fails us in the heat of a real-time conversation, because the brain cannot retrieve those rules quickly enough to speak naturally. Acquisition, on the other hand, is a subconscious process. It is the same way children pick up their first language. They are not taught the nuances of the past tense or the placement of adjectives. They simply hear those structures used in context over and over again. By focusing on meaning rather than form, their brains eventually recognize the patterns. For adults, comprehensible input bridges this gap, allowing the brain to build an intuitive feel for the language that eventually leads to spontaneous speech. This works because the human brain is an incredible pattern recognition machine. When you listen to or read content that is just slightly above your current level, a concept often referred to as I+1, your brain does something remarkable. It uses the words and context you already know to decode the meaning of the words you do not know yet. This is why comprehensible input works so much better than staring at a list of translated words. When you encounter a new word in a meaningful story, your brain attaches that word to a concept, an emotion, or a cultural image rather than just a dry translation. Over time, these patterns become deeply rooted. You begin to notice that certain words always appear together or that certain endings are used in specific situations. Because you have heard these patterns hundreds of times in context, you do not have to stop and think about the rules when it is your turn to speak. The language begins to flow out because your brain has truly acquired the structure through consistent, meaningful exposure. One of the biggest obstacles for adult learners is what researchers call the affective filter. This is an invisible psychological barrier that can prevent input from reaching the parts of the brain responsible for language acquisition. When a learner is stressed, bored, or self-conscious, the filter is high and very little of what they hear actually sticks. Traditional classroom settings often inadvertently raise this filter by putting students on the spot or focusing heavily on error correction. Comprehensible input works because it naturally lowers this filter. When you engage with interesting stories, cultural insights, or topics you genuinely care about, your focus shifts away from the fear of making a mistake and toward the enjoyment of the content. This relaxed state is exactly where real acquisition happens. By choosing materials that are engaging and understandable, you create a sustainable environment where progress feels like a natural byproduct of your daily habits rather than a high-pressure chore. But language does not exist in a vacuum. It is a reflection of the people, history, and values of the cultures that speak it. When you use culturally rich materials as your source of input, you are providing your brain with a much deeper level of context. Understanding the why behind an idiom or the cultural significance of a particular greeting makes the language more memorable. This is why listening to native speakers talk about their lives, their traditions, and their perspectives is so much more effective than reading sanitized textbook dialogues. Resources like the Blazing Language podcasts lean into this philosophy by providing listeners with authentic stories and cultural context. By listening to content that is both understandable and culturally immersive, you're not just learning how to translate words, you are learning how to see the world through a different lens. This connection makes the learning process feel more relevant and rewarding. For most adults, the greatest challenge in language learning is not a lack of intelligence, but a lack of time. Methods that require hours of focused, intense study are often the first things to be dropped when life gets busy. Comprehensible input is uniquely suited for a sustainable long-term approach because it can be integrated into the gaps of your day. Listening practice is especially flexible. You can listen to a podcast while you are walking the dog, commuting, or preparing a meal. Because the goal is simply to understand the message, it does not feel like work in the traditional sense. You are simply spending time with the language. This low-pressure approach encourages consistency, and consistency is the most important factor in long-term success. When you look forward to your daily listening habit because you find the content interesting, you are far more likely to stick with it for the months and years required to reach a high level of proficiency. The journey of acquiring a new language is a marathon, not a sprint. It requires patience and a shift in mindset from studying to experiencing. By prioritizing comprehensible input, you are working with your brain's natural ability to process language rather than against it. You are allowing yourself the time to listen, to absorb, and to understand before you worry about being perfect. This approach respects the complexity of the adult mind while honoring the simple, natural way humans have always communicated. As you continue to seek out stories and voices that resonate with you, the language will slowly but surely become a part of who you are.